Okay, today's Bezrat Hashem. Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ches, and we are starting Zion Amud Beis. Just two notes. One is there was an Ian Shir last night. Hopefully, it'll be up online. I don't know if it is already, but related to Baal Tashchis, the sugya that came up yesterday. So hopefully, that'll be up on the OU website, OU.org. Number one, and number two. Just to on the last point we made yesterday, Eino Milvado came up, and the Gemara said that there was a woman that tried to get the dirt under Rabbi Chanina. We had a little discussion of whether it's real or not. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Kshavim Machish Pamay Shomala. Just to keep in mind, the Machlokas we mentioned in the past, the Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and other Rishonim, where the Rambam says that many of those halachos of Kishuf and of incantations and onain, all of those, the Rambam says, the reason that it's usher is because it's foolish and it doesn't accomplish anything. Other Rishonim say, no, that there really is a dark side. The Sefer Achinuch says clearly in Sefer Shmos that there is some type of powers and we have to stay away from it because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. And we mentioned a number of times in the past the Vilna Gaon's critique of the Rambam in Yeredeia. But the Rambam says, the Rambam rejects the concept of Shadim, and the Rambam rejects the concept of all of these Kishuf, and the Gra says the Pashas of the Psukim is against the Pashas of the Chazal is against the Rambam. There are so many examples throughout Shas where it seems like there are these powers that are in play. So we always like to mention the Rambam and the Gra and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Pashas of Eira and Emes Yaakov, where he suggests that maybe even the Rambam would agree that in those days there was something real to it. But Bizman Hazed there are not, because Rabbi Yaakov mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always levels the playing field. And at a time period when there is so much Kedusha in the world, that there is powers of Baskols, and there's powers of Tchias HaMesim. We're going to talk about one of the stories today about Tchias HaMesim. And powers of stopping the water and ripping up the trees and the walls of the Beis Medrash coming in, the Tanur Shel Achnoi and Bav Metzia. So where there's so much Koach HaKadosh in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put Koach HaKtum in the world to level the playing field. So in those days, in the days of Baskos, there was Shadim V'chulu. But Shein came, Bisman HaZeh, where we're not on that level, and there isn't that Koach HaKadosh is not in the world, so to the Koach HaTumah. It doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that it's just a time issue, that it was true and now it's not, but that's how Rabbi Yaakov tries to get out of some of the Gemaras to defend the Rambam against the Gra. Okay, but that's come up in the past, but now we continue a couple of lines from the bottom on Zion Amud Beis. Five lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chanina. We just finished the whole story with Pinchas Ben Yair, and we quoted another couple of statements from Rabbi Chanina. Right, that's how we got into these statements now. Rabbi Chanina said he was a doctor, and he never saw a person who got sick from one of these mules with white hooves that lived completely and was healed. So another statement of Rabbi Chanina. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Ein adam nokivetz bo milamata elakim achrizel milamala. A person does not hurt his finger in this world unless there was a hachraza, there was an announcement on it from above. Right, this is one of the chazals that reflect hashgacha pratis, very specific hashgacha. There's a gemara later on, also not in this pesachta, but in a later pesachta, Seder Kachim, that if a person takes the wrong money out of their pocket, let's say I go into my pocket to get a quarter out, that I take out a dime, that's yisurin. That's yisurin. Halavai, that should be our worst yisurin. Halavai, that should be the worst yisurin. But that's also yisurin, the Gemara says. Okay, reflecting, there's a hashkacha pratis, very specific hashkacha on every single thing that happens to us. Everything that we do, that's not hashkacha, that's bechira. We have bechira to do everything, but everything out of our control in this world, so that is hashkacha, that is hashkacha pratis. So the chinuch, the Gemara later on, and this Gemara as well, emphasizes the fact that there is very specific hashkacha. The Gemara says a blade of grass does not shake unless it's decreed up above. So here too, the Rabbi Chanina says a person doesn't hurt their finger unless they were hukras milamal. Shedemar, may Hashem mitzadei gaver konenu. From Hashem, the steps of a person are established. Va'adam maya vindarko. How can a person understand this way? Meaning everything out of our control, is set by God. Amr Abelazar, continuing, and then we'll talk about it for a minute. Dam nikof miratze kedam ola. The blood of somebody who stubbed their toe, same word, nikof, is miratze, is just as meaningful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the dam of a carbonola. Dama Carbonola, just the dam of a stub toe. Amar Rava, Begud al Yamin. Rava says it's the big toe on the right foot, the thumb toe on the right foot. Ubenikov Shani, and only if you've already bruised it once, and now you bruised it again. Why? Because that really hurts. Right? The right is the one that goes first, usually. We're talking about a righty, you run first. And it's the Nikov Shani, you've already stubbed it once, so it's already bruised. You do it again, that's Maratza like Adam Ola. V'hu dekazal dvar mitzvah. And only if you're running to do a mitzvah. If you're running to do a mitzvah and you really hurt yourself a second time in the same place, right? So that's that's what we're talking about. That is Miratza like Adam Ola. Why dafka these statements? These dafka the right foot and the big toe. So the Meiri, these types of Gemara is always good to look at the Meiri. We're trying to look at the Meiri to try to summarize what the Gemara is trying to say. Miyasode HaTorahu says the Meiri is one of the basic tenets of our faith. Lihios ha'adam miskavein umakir shekoma sheyera lo me'eza min shal tzara. Anytime that anything happens to us, any type of tzara. Hakol b'mishpat mitzad onesh mishpite yishro yisparach. It's all straight from the just God. V'hu shamro, and that's the chazal, ein adam nikaf, and smo milamata, lo kem achriz al milamala. V'yavo mizeh, and through this type of hashkafa, it will come out, she'efash pesh b'maisav, that we will try to improve our actions and always say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell me a message. Right, it's not just things didn't just happen. The Yashuv Midrachav Haraim, Vehu Shamro Dam Nikov Kedam Ola VaAmer B'Derek Tzachlus, and it says in a little, not meant to be taken so literally, says the Meiri, Derek Tzachlus Go Del Yamin Mibneishu Holich Bo Bemhirus VeNokev B'Koach Ubitstar Harbe. It really hurts the right toe after you've heard it once. So that's why it says that that's what gives Yisurin. V'kolshke b'dikav sheni, achshelo nisrapa harisha shumachav b'yoser. Whatever really hurts, says the Meiri, that's what the Gemara is trying to emphasize. The Sefer Chinuch as well, in a number of places, I didn't bring it, writes that there is hashkacha pratis on people, but he just adds, in contrast to animals. Sefer Chinuch says, when it comes to animals, there's hashkacha klalis, not hashkacha pratis. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the species, and there's no hashkacha that every animal that gets hit by a car, you know, it's not that, oh, that animal had a gzeira from God to get hit. No, you don't have to say that. You have to say that. It's the species that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. Ah, you might ask, if there's species hashkachas, how could there be animals that became extinct? How could there be animals that, you know, that they're endangered? The answer is, who knows if we know exactly how to define species? You know, we say that this is a species and these animals are extinct. Maybe it's connected to another species. And we define it in certain scientific categories. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have others. You know, we know different animals are connected to each other. We're not going to get to the dinosaur issue now. Yeah.
Why can't God have decided that he doesn't want this species around anymore?
Right. Okay, or that. Right.
Why? He doesn't have to be for a punishment.
Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might decide that there are certain species, he doesn't need them to exist anymore. Right? He created a perfect world and not, you don't need everything. The Shamir, for example. Right? That's the worm that helped them break the stones of the Mishkan. Right? So, we don't have a Shamir today. Right? So, oh, it's Dafka. But the species is still here. It's a worm. Who knows? We say Shamir is a worm. But if you have a worm that could break rock, and worms that can't break rock, I would say that's a separate species. Right? That's, but in a Chidami, right? So it might be that Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that you don't want the species. He doesn't want, Kaviyachol, the species Bizman Azet. Okay, that's the Chiduch, in terms of Ashkacha Pratis and Ashkacha Klalis. Just one other Ha'ar I saw in the Margolius Ashas. He quotes a story from one of the Bava Varebis, where he quotes, it was a Mosi Shabbos, and he was at a Shtar Tznoim. And Shavar Rabbeinu Hatzalacha Kinahogi, I guess in those worlds, not the some worlds that the mothers break a plate or a glass at the time. So he quotes here that in Baba of the Neck was the Rebbe. The Rebbe broke the plate. So he broke the plate, and as he did it, he cut his finger a little bit. And some blood came out. And he turned to the panim mesubit. He turned to everybody sitting there with a smile on his face. And he says, the Gemara says in Sota, 40 days before a baby, right, Yitzhiras Avlad, a paskol goes out and is machers bas ploni the ploni. So I guess this paskol was machers two things, right? Because our Gemara says, ein adam nokim etzbomi lamata elkin machrizin alam elamala. So I guess this achraza had two things, bas ploni the ploni, and then I should cut my finger. And that's what he says, that must have been a double achraza in, years and years, probably wasn't so many years ago in that world, probably 16, 17 years ago. But that's the Bubba Verebi. Okay. Second to last line. Amru Allah al Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, mi yama vo batza al prusa sheina shalo. He never, Pinchas ben Yair, who, as we have said, was not such a, was not one who took so many invitations, and finally he was about to take one, but then he retracted afterwards by seeing the white mules, or the mules with white hooves. So he never ate from bread that was not his. Prusa shena shalo. Umiyom sha'amar al daito, lo nana misudas aviv. And from the day that he, right, came to his senses, he never got hanah from even su'udas aviv. When he was only yegiya kapecha kisochel. Only from his own sweat and his own parnasa. So some of Farshim say, lo nana misudas aviv, aviv avinu shabashamayim, that it means he was never nana, he only ate what he needed to eat. Okay, al darak drush, that is the Gemara. Okay, now we're back to Chulin. Okay, we had a couple of blot off. We got into Kusim and Goyim and Mumars. Now we're back to Chulin. Okay, we even get it into a little Tzaras today, as we'll see. Rabbi Zeir, by the way, the next, most of the first two Prakim are very focused on the halachas of Chulin. You don't have too many outside discussions, but this was a treat that we just had. But now we get back to halachas of Shechita. Rabbi Zeir, Amr Shmuel. Reb Zeir says in the name of Shmuel, Li bein sakit v'shakin v'shachat ba. What happens? No, why? Maybe somebody wants to make sure there are no germs on it. Somebody burns and puts his knife in fire. He wants to make sure it's very sharp and very smooth. Whatever he does, he puts his knife in fire. Before he lets it cool off, he shechts. So this is a problem. Because if the animal's simanim were burned and not caught, that's a treifa. So that's the shaila. If I have a knife that's burning hot and I cut the animal with it, so do I say that the heat killed the animal? Do I say that the blade killed the animal? So the blade would be great, but the heat would not be. So Amar Rav Zeir Shmuel, li bein sakit v'shachat ba. If I was malabein, if I put a knife in fire, in or, and then I shechted with it, shchitasuk shera. Rav Zeir says the name of Shmuel, the shchit is kasher, chiduda kodim lilibuna. It's chidud, the blade comes before the burning, the libun, and therefore the shechita is okay. Again, one ha'ara, fascinating. The Chassam Sofer right here in the Chidush of Chassam Sofer on Chulin quotes his Rebbe the Hafla. He had two Rebbe's. He had the Hafla, who wrote the Hafla on the Ksubis and the Machna and Kiddushin, and he had Rav Nassan Adler. Those were his two Rebbeim, who we don't really have much from. He just quotes his Rebbe. We have a number of stories about Rav Nassan Adler, but not too many Kiddushin, except the ones that are Chassam Sofer quotes. So the Hafla says, you know why this person is talking here, Rebbe Zeira? Because Rebbe Zeira knows what it feels like to be shechted. Right? The Gemara in the Megillah Dav Zayin. And he said it at a Sudas Purim. Chassam Sofer says that as soon as Purim, my Rebbe gave shot in Reb Zeira Amar Shmuel, Libein Sakin V'Shachat Ba. How does he know about Libein V'Shachat Ba? It must be that Shmuel used it must be that Rabbi used a hot knife when he shechted Reb Zeira, Megillah Dav Zayin, and that's how he knew. That's what he said at Simchas Purim, the Chassam Sofer says. The only problem is, I saw again on Magalai Sashas, it's Reb Zeira Amar Shmuel here. It's not Reb Zeira. It's Reb Zeira Amar Shmuel. It's what is Shmuel? So he says, you have to say, if you want to give pshat, a little dochik, that he's quoting Shmuel just about the din. And that he himself is adding on the reason. Reb Zeira Amar Shmuel says, Zibelev Shachat Ba, and then, Chidud HaKadon Libuna, those three words are Reb Zeira himself. To give pshat in the hafla. But that's why he says, he knew it himself, because of Megillah Dav Zayin. Okay. Now we're back to Shechita. V'haika, that's Shechita too, right? The Megillah Dav Zayin. V'haika Tzadin, you're telling me that the blade hits first, but even if you want to say that, as the knife starts, as we know, you have to shaft rov simanim, as we'll see later on. I think the first mishnah in the second parak on daf chavches or so, or is it chavzayin? Chavches, chavzayin amal aleph, hashochid echad ba'ofishnayim bebehemish kedasok shera. right? You have to shecht one simen ba'of and two simen ba'behema, right? The windpipe and the food pipe. For rubo shel echad kamahu. And rov is kamahu. So rov shel simanim. That's the first mission in the next parak on Daf Chav Zayin. So, ask the Gemara. Here, before you get to rov, even if you want to say the blade hits before the heat, but then as the blade starts going in, the sides of the knife, which are burning hot, are going to burn the simanim as it's going through, and lechor, that's going to create shreifa before he finishes the cutting of the simanim. So, ha'ikat studin, isn't there a problem with studin? So the Gemara answers, no. Beis hashchita mervech ravach. As the shochet starts cutting, the two sides of the simin separate. It's, because it's very tight before it's cut. So the second that it's cut, it bounces and widens, and therefore the sides of the knife don't cut the simanim. That's the Metziah, says the Gemara. Period. Iboi lehu. So ask the Gemara now. Shaila about Sara'as. Sara'as. What's the Shaila? Libein shpod vihikabo. If somebody gets a wound from a hot spit. A spud is like a spit for a barbecue. So libein shpod vihikabo. Similar type of case. I have a hot, sharp item. And I give a maka with it. What type of makkah is that considered? Mishum shchin nidon or mishum michva nidon? We know that in Hilchas Saras, there are different laws of Saras, and there's different types of wounds. The Torah, Rav Shachter likes to point out, almost all Saras is Torah Shebichsav. You know, you have a long Masechta, Hilchas Masechas Degoyim, but most of Masechas Degoyim is Torah Shebichsav, right? We know a lot of so much Torah Shebal Peh. Just read Parshas Tazria, read the beginning of Tazria Mitzora. Right? But a lot of that is Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Saras, but it's based on the Psukim. Based on the Psukim, that if somebody gets Saras that forms from a prior wound that he had, those are different types of Saras come from wounds. But there are different types of wounds, so there are different halachas. There's what's called, for our purposes, two types, a michva and a shchin. A shchin is a boil, like they got shchin in one of the makas. They had boils. So if somebody has a type of boil, a type of, infected pimple, and then the saras spot forms from there, that's one type of saras. After a wound, the saras is formed. And white, and hairs, and different types of hairs, that's shchin. But there's a different type of saras called a michva. Kviya, right? It says in Mishpatim, kviya tachas kviya. That means a wound that comes from being burned. So if a saras spot comes from a spot that was burned, so that's a different type of saras. And different halachas, different categories of saras. So the Gemara wants to know, that's what the Rambam says in Perek Hey, of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Misha Haisa Maka Ba'or Besaro, V'nifsha Ta'or Machmas Hamaka, if somebody has a wound on their skin and the saras spot comes from the maka, it depends. Im Haisa Maka Machmas Ha'esh, and he gives examples. Our Gemara is going to say, "Harei zeNikras Michva." V'maisa Makva Shalom Makva Saeish V'chulu. Harei zeNikras Shchin. So it depends on the where it comes from. So the Gemara says, if somebody has a hot spit and he burns somebody, so what type of wound is that considered? Right, as you'll see, you can already see how this is going to connect to our case of Shchita, where you have a hot knife. So the Gemara asks, "Lo Ma'naf Gemina? Who cares?" Who cares whether it's a michva or a shchin? So Gemara is going to give us a nafkamin in a minute. Likid etanya. As the Brisa says in Nigaim. This is one of the examples in Shas where it says likid etanya, but it's really a Mishnah. Right, once in a while you have a likid etanya that's a Mishnah and it's not like a Brisa. So a lot of times on the side they change it. But here they don't change it. They just quote the Mishnah in Nigaim. Likid etanya. Shchin u'michva. The two types of saras of shchin and michva. Shchin, again, a boil, which turns into tsaras. Michva, a burn, that turns into tsaras. Mitam, they both are similar, but we'll see what the difference is. Mitam and b'shavua echad. They both only have 1 week of tumah. Meaning, unlike other types of saras, where if after a week nothing changed, sometimes the kohen will sequester the person a second week. But here, by shchin and michva, it's 1 week. After 1 week, you determine the answer. If there was no spreading, if the simani tumah did not come, then you set him free. It's only 1 week. They both have only 1 week. Bishnei simanim, and there are two simanim that of tumah, one or the other. What are they? Beseir laban uba pisayon, either a white hair or spreading. Right, one of those two. Either of those two after a week, the Kohen marks him after right away, and then after a week he sees if either of these came. If either of them came, then he becomes a Mitzora Muchlat. Before then, he was a Mitzora Muskar, and then he becomes a Mitzora Muchlat, which has to do with, go through the whole process of Tara, including a Karban. It's one of the Mechusre Kapara, or the four Mechusre Kapara, Zav Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzora, or the Mechusre Kapara. So, if somebody's a Mitzora Muchlat, he has to become a Mitzora Muchlat. V'lama chilkan akasav. So why does the Torah, if it has all the same halachas, same simani tumah, and the same shavua, so why does the Torah have it written in two spots of saras? V'lama chilkan akasav. Lo mashim esarfim zemzeh. To teach us that inherently they are two categories and they can't be mitzarif with each other. Because you need a minimum shear for a saras spot, a gris, and therefore, if we don't have enough, we have a little bit of one, a little bit of the other, they're not mitzarif. V'tanya, as the Brisa says, Ezeu, or the Mishnah, Ezeu shchin v'ezeu mechva, so we define what is shchin and what is mechva. So, laka be'etz be'even be'gefes. If I get a wound with a piece of wood or with a stone or be'gefes, gefes is the psoles of the olives. Anybody learn the third parak of Shabbos? Parakira. So, be'gefes u'be'etzim. Some of the heating elements. So, gefes. So, if somebody gets a burn with gefes, be'chamei tveria, or from the hot springs of Tveria, ubachal davar shaloba machmasar, or anything that is not heated by fire. Tveria, in this halachas, is not heated by fire. We'll see Tosfos in a minute. But all of these items are considered non-burns. La'asuye, even including avart me'ikaro, lead that is first taken out from its source in the ground, all of these, zeushchin. If somebody gets a wound from these, that's called a wound. A non-burn wound. Only a mechva is by Eish, exactly. The Ezeh, that's all Shchin, category one. The Ezeh o mechva, and what's a mechva? Nichva begacheles, beremetz, if somebody gets a burn with a coal, beremetz with ashes, hot ashes, besid roseach, burning lime, begifsis roseach, another type of material that's hot, ubechol davar abba machmas ha'ar, or anything that comes from fire, la asuye chame ha'ar, to include anything that was heated by fire. Chamei ha'or. So zui mechva. So that's a mechva. That's burns. These are the two categories. Vitanya. Right. We have putting all these brises together to get to the main point, to the nafkamina. Vitanya. Shchin u'mechva. If somebody has a shchin and a mechva, meaning in the same spot, one turns into another one. Let's say they got a burn on the same spot where they had a previous wound, or the opposite. So which is it considered? So the Gemara says, whichever came second. That's the one that is considered. Im shchin kodem lemichva, if the non-burn came before the burn, so batal mechva es hashchin, then the second one is bevatal the first, and is called a burn. V'im mechva kodem es l'shchin, and if it's a burn before it's a boil, so then batal shchin es hamechva. So then the shchin is bevatal the mechva. So that is all background. To our question. Now we're back to our question. The question is, if somebody gets a wound with a burning knife, which got hot by fire. So v'hach echidami. So what exactly is the Gemara's question? Ask the Gemara. Kigon tahavi bechatzi grishchin. If a person has a half a gris already of a non-burn, of a shchin, me'ikara, v'libein shpod v'hikabo, and then he gets a wound right next to it. Right next to it, I take this hot shvod, and he gets another wound right next to it. So the shaila is now, what do you consider that wound? He already had a half a gris of a shchin, and now he has another half a gris. That was a whole gris of a wound. But the question is, the new half a gris, what is that considered? V'hikabo v'navag bechazi gris acher mai. So what's the halacha? When we have this burn, so the Gemara assumes that there are elements of non-burn, because it's a sharp instrument, and there's an element of burn, because it's a hot instrument. The question is, which came first? He has both on him. He has a wound. He has a wound from the sharp, and he has a from the sharp element, and he has a wound from the burn. So which halachically came first? My. Chavata kadim v'asi havla. Did the hit, did the sharp instrument come first and then the heat? Anybody learned Baba Kama before will be familiar with Chavta and Havla by Bor. The Gemara says, is Bor Chayiv Mishum Hevel or Mishum Chibut? Because that you fell and you got the hit, or from the suffocating nature of the Bor. That's called Hevel. So here we're using Hevel in a similar way in the heat. So Chavta Kadim V'Asi Havla, do we assume that Chibut happened first and then the Hevel came? And as we said, you always go by the second one. Umevatel Leila Chavda, and the heat is Mevatel, the hit, v'havilei shchinu michva, and then it's considered a burn, and therefore you have a half a gris of a non-burn and half a gris of a burn, v'lo mitzarfin. V'havilei shchinu michva v'lo mitzarfin, they wouldn't be combinable. Odilmor, I say the opposite, hevlakadim, by the sharp, hot instrument, the heat comes first, v'yasi chavta mavati lelahavla, and then the sharp instrument comes and is bevatel the previous heat, vavalei shchinu shchinu mitzarif, and then you'll have a tzaras, spot. Right, this is a shaila. What would we say in this case? So before we even prove it, just two ha'aris on this gemara. First of all, one general, and that is, if you've never seen it before, Rav Hirsch has a beautiful piece in Parshas Tazria talking all about tzaras. First of all, he makes the short ha'ara, it's called the negat tzaras. It's in negoim. Nega tzaras. Nega is from the word nagua. You were touched by God. Lingoa is to be touched. So nega, whenever anybody has a nega, he was touched by God. We shouldn't look at it as a plague. Nega is a stronger word than he says than magefa. Magefa is really a plague. Nega, we don't really have a translation for. But nega is, he was nagua meis Hashem. That's why it's called a nega. And then at the end of the discussion of tzaras, and the end of Tazria, he has about 10 pages where he talks about Negoim, proving how it's not what we call leprosy. My father has an article about this too in one of his books, but he says all the halachas show that it's not some contagious illness that you have to be out of the machane. First of all, I don't know, if it's contagious, would we say that once you are totally covered from head to toe, then you don't have tzaras? We'd say you're really bad. Mirosh ad ragla, the halacha is, if you don't have any healthy spot on you, boom, you're tahar. And also, some of the laws of tzaras, some of the simani tuma are healthy hairs in the middle of tame hairs. What does that mean? Also, other halachas. The halacha is, if somebody might have tzaras, but it's yantif, you don't look at it. You don't look at tzaras on yantif. Yantif, that's when all of Klai Yisrael are together. You should be even more worried. No. Shivasi Me'a Mishnah, he's a chasin, everybody's coming. No, you don't look at tzaras. Right, you don't look at tzaras. Says of Hirsch, these and many others show that this is not an illness like we call leprosy. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to give somebody a message. Right? And therefore, one should make sure, and he quotes some medical journals, interesting, that the Olam says, there can be no doubt that the Jews considered it to be so, and that the strictest quarantine was imposed upon those that contracted it. Nevertheless, it seems probable, this is the English translation of the German, nevertheless, it seems probable from several indications that the Jews of old classed all skin diseases as leprous, and accordingly, people who were affected by the contagious diseases of modern Europe, the chulu, measles, scarlet fever, were included in the laws of quarantine for leprosy. It is a remarkable fact, moreover, that present-day Jews seem to be less liable to the attacks of contagious illness than their European neighbors, which may be due to a trace which still remains from their ceremonious practices, which exercise such great influence on the physical forces and energies of the ancient Jew, the chulu. The practically unanimous conviction of our investigating reporters from all parts of the world is that the disease is not infectious. We see this from the widely held view, the chulu. Anyway, so he continues here about 10 pages on proving that tzaras is not what one might think it is, number one. Number two, the other issue I wanted to bring up is Tosus. Tosus. The horror? Tosus says in Dibur Maschil, B'chami Tveria. B'chami Tveria. So here, in Hilchos Tzaras, B'chami Tveria is categorized as non-or and is not a burn. Though in Masechah Shabbos, there are some shitas that consider that toldos or. We know in Hilchos Shabbos, for Bishul B'Shabbos, you're chayav on Shabbos if I cook with the fire or I cook with something that was heated by fire. It's daraisa. Doraisa. Not just darabanan. If I cooked in, I'm allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos. That's not called Bishul on Shabbos. We'll get to a nafkamina for that in a second. But cooking in the sun is mutter on Shabbos. Cooking in Toldos Shemes is also midrabanan on Shabbos. If somehow I cook in the sand of the desert that was heated by the sun, that's an issa darabanan. The Gemara says, yafa kocha bemi kocha af. Right? The sun, S-O-N, is stronger than the father in this case. the S-U-N, because the sun is mutter, and the S-O-N, the toldos shemesh, is asuk. Why? Because it might be confused with toldos esh. But toldos esh is asuk daraisa. So ask Tosfos, chami tveria is asuk daraisa on Shabbos. So Tosfos says it must be that Shabbos has a different standard. We'll get to this in the next Tosfos also. A different standard than Tzaras. What does Tosfos say? Afila Reb Yossi, the Chash Leib Befer Akira told us, or, Bishum de Michlefa Pischa de Gehenim, right? It goes by, Chami Tferi, it goes by the doorway of Gehenim, and therefore it's heated. And maybe for Shabbos, fire, heavenly fire, is good enough for Bishul. Even though for Tzaras, heavenly fire is not good enough. That's what Tosfos says. Chami Tferia, which al pischa shal gehenim, so you would say that it still is connected. Related to this, the Rav Moshe has a tshuva related to Bishul B'Shemesh. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, where Rashi says, Bishul B'Shemesh is mutter, why? Ein derech Bishul B'kach. It's not derech to cook in the sun, and therefore, you're not chayav for Shabbos. Rav Moshe has a tshuva from, it's important for the year, 1968, Gimel El Tashin Chavches, Rav Moshe and Gimel Nun Gimel has a, sorry, previous one, Gimel Nun Beis, no, it wasn't right, Tashin Lamed Aleph, 1971, right, so the Rav Moshe the Shuva about cooking with a microwave on Shabbos. So there, he discusses this Rashi, because microwave also does not use fire, and that's why you have different halachas about kashering a microwave, it doesn't get hot inside, it cooks from within itself. So Rav Moshe there writes that in his view, even though there's no fire, he thinks microwaves is also daraisa on Shabbos. Big enough kamina. Let's say somebody has to cook for a chola. Is it better to cook in a microwave than to cook in on a regular fire? So Rav Moshe holds, im kain, baha microwave oven, shetov lavasho bo kamo be'esh mamish. It works just as well as fire. The elu shiishlam taner kazeh mishtamshim bo yosem ebishol deveish. If anybody has a microwave, Rav Moshe says in 1971, they use it more than they use their regular fire. Umashalonis pashtu tanur meilu adayin. Rav Moshe is a Navi. And even though the fact that not everybody has one yet, mishum delo matsu yadayin harbi tanurim, because they're not so common yet. Ukesheyiu mitsuyin vada yishtamshu bohem kule alma. I'm sure it's going to become a more common way of cooking. Dahahu yoser tov. It's quicker. It's better. Vada yesh lemelef mi bishul daor tahaya b'mishkan b'chashivas tolda shulachal adinim kahav de bishul aydei haor leisru lechivskila v'chatos. Rav Moshe says, cooking daraisa. Cooking daraisa, even though Bishul B'Shemesh is not, he says, ain't derech Bishul. Rav Moshe holds that cooking with a microwave, lechora, would be daraisa. Anyway, that just relates to our categories of cooking here. Okay, so let's get to back to our question. The shaila is, if you have somebody has a half a gris of tzaras spot that is shchin, and then the other half of gris that comes from this wound that is, came from a burning shpod. So is that considered tzaras or not? So tashma, we're going to try to prove it from our Reb Zeira. To Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Shmuel, li bein sakin neshachad bashkidas okshera, chidu dekodem libuna. What did Reb Zeira say in the name of Shmuel? If we use this knife that is burning hot and we shecht with it, it's shchita, it's kshera. Why? Because we say the blade shechted the animal before the heat. So same thing here. Alma chavta kadim. So what do you see from there? That the wound from the blade comes before the heat. So too, we should say here that it is considered a makah of fire, and therefore it's not mitzarif. So the Gemara answers no. Chidut shiny. Maybe there's a difference between a sharp instrument and a dull instrument. Shchit is different. You know why the blade goes there first? Because it's sharp. It's sharp. So that is, maybe there's no raya from comparing the case of Reb Zeira of the knife versus our case that we're trying to figure out with the shpod. So tashma, so we're like, okay, try to prove it from a brisa. Li bein shpod vihikabo, li nito mishim mechvazesh. The brisa says, if somebody has a hot shpod and hits with it, so you treat it as mechvazesh. So again, doesn't that prove again that the chavata, the wound from the hitting, from the force, comes before eish, because you treat it like eish, alma chavta kadim. So you see chavata comes first. And again, we should say, so therefore this extra half a gris is a fire burn, and therefore it's not mitzaref with the shchin. So where it says, asunami, de barze mivras hainu chidun. No, even a shpod, even a spit, is sharp on the edges. So we still do not know if somebody has a dull instrument that's burning hot, that he hit somebody with, we still don't have a right to that. Unanswered question.
Does it matter how you do the striking? If you go, let's say...
So lachara, yeah, lachara, it has to do, the question that we still don't know is if you hit with the dull part. If you hit with the point, that's what the Gemara is answering. Mivris, mivris means to be inserted in. So the Gemara says, when it's inserted in, or a knife, then we for sure assume that it was chavata kodim le'esh, lahevla. But if the dull part of it, we still don't know. That's still up in the air, and that question is not answered, so I guess we'll, one of those tekus, right, for Hilchos Tzaras. Okay, Omar Rev Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Next Shaila. Rev Nachman, the name of Rabba Bar Avua. Sakin Shal Avodas Kochavim. Somebody has a knife of Avodah Zarah. The knife was used to shecht le Avodah Zarah, shecht the animal Avodah Zarah. And I use that. Mutter Lishchot Ba, Va'asr Lachtoch Ba Basar. I'm allowed to shecht with that knife, and I am not allowed to cut a piece of meat that's already shechted with it. Why? Mutter lishchot ba. I'm allowed to shecht with this knife. Why? Mikalkelhu. Because, what are the two issues? One issue is that there's treif on the knife that we'll get to. But the other issue is that it's asr bahana. We're dealing with that issue first. If it's asr bahana, so using a knife to shecht with is not considered getting hana from it. Why? It's mekalkel. What's mekalkel? Rashi says there are four, or at least three usages for an animal while the animal's alive. Says Rashi, three lines to the bottom. He omedes lagimel dvarim lagado vlad. So it could have kids. Lacharisha could plow. Lachili could eat it. And when you kill it, it's only good for one. So you see, it's going down in hana'a. And therefore, shechting an animal is not considered hana'a. And therefore, you're allowed to use this knife. The shechita itself, other Rishonim point out, is not considered hana'a. The fact that it becomes mutter, why? Mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere that a mitzvahs aren't given to be for hana, it's just giving to do what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from us. So halachically, that's not called hana. That's why you're allowed to use a shofar of avodah zarah in certain contexts. So the Gemara says you're allowed to shecht with a sakash of avodah zarah because it is called mekalkel. It's called mekalkel. But on the other hand, va'aser lachtoch ba, you're not allowed to use it if you have meat that you're just cutting up. So then that's hana. That's enough, because you want to just cut it up in pieces, so you're not allowed to use that to cut. Why? Basar, asal achtoch ba, basar misakin hu. Because that is tikkun. That is a tikkun. Amar, Rava. What if you did cut it up? What if you did cut it up with that knife? So the Rishonim say it's asar bahana. Some Rishonim, machlokas Rishonim, but something's asar bahana. So what do you do? So the Meiri says that you have to throw the hana, a parallel hana to the Yama Melach. To get that hana. So what's the hana? So the Miri has 2 days. What is the parallel hana? Is it how much the knife would cost to rent? That's one possibility. Or the value, the difference in value between what the meat was worth as one big chunk and what the meat is worth after the service of cutting it into usable pieces. So one of those two, you take that and throw it into the Yama Melach, and then the meat becomes mutter. It's not inherent to the meat that you won't be able to use it. So you're not allowed to cut with it. But the Gemara says there's an exception to each of these rules. Amar Rava, pa'amim shashochet aser. Sometimes, even though shechting is called makalkel, it's destructive, you're not getting anah, sometimes shechting is aser. In what case? Bimisu kenes. If the animal is about to die, and it's a big out, and if it dies, it would be a nevela. So then, your shechting is giving you hana. The Rush here says, it's still a little chiddush, because it's not really giving you hana, it's preventing you from a loss. So in halacha, it's not always the same thing. Prevention of a loss is not always giving hana. For example, in Hilchas Kiddushin, where a man has to give a woman a davar shel shovi in order to get married. Haram Kudeshesli. So the Mishnah of Kedusha talk about what if the man talks to the police authorities and gets her off from a crime she committed. Let's say he gets her off a traffic ticket. So is that considered that the man gave her something? That's saving her money. But it's not giving her money. So that's why some Rishonim in the Gemara even there says, it means he did this and gave her a pruta. Right, because that might not be good enough in certain areas of halacha. So here the Rush says that's the chiddush here. The chiddush is it's still usur. Prevention of a loss in this context is good enough to be called hana. That's misu kenes. And mechatech mutter, and there are some cases that even mechatech is called mutter. Be'itmi. Itmi means a very chashuv piece of meat that you would serve, as the Gemara says, royal eskabed. Right? Davar roilus kabed. We're going to have that later on. Chaticha roilus kabed. So you have a chashav piece of meat that you're now chopping up. So now you're causing it to become lesser value. De kayam in l'kurbana. Right? It's mekuyam when it is a chashav piece of meat. It's there to give as a present to special people. And therefore, if you cut it up, it's going to lose value. So there's an exception to each of the rules of shchita being mutter and chaticha being usser. Very important tosas here in Dira Maschil mutter. Right, what does the Gemara here say? That you're not allowed a shechting would be okay because it's mekalkel. Isn't shchita one of the lamatas malachas? Right, and it's... The Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says that there are other cases that are inherently makalkel. The Gemara says, havara, let's say, lighting a fire. Right, there's the Gemara talks about how could havara ever be, chayiv on Shabbos, isn't it inherently makalkel? So the Gemara talks about it. But shchita l'chora is considered a tikkun in Hilchah Shabbos. They ask Tosfos. As Tosfos, Avogadav is so perigilu dvar mipsachim, mechayiv le'inyin Shabbos, gabi shochim b'Shabbos v'chuz avodas kachavim. The great case of shechting on Shabbos a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So he's trying to do a lot of averes at once. L'Shem Avodah Zarah, a carbon b'chutz b'Shabbos. So Gemara says, you're chayav a bunch of averes, including Shabbos. What do you mean? Gemara could have just said a regular case of shechita. It's one of the Lamatas Malachas. But either way, why are you chayav? Isn't it Mekalkel? Our Gemara says, answers Tosfos, you got to put this Tosfos, this is a Shas Tosfos. What does Tosfos answer? Shiny Shabbos. The Melechas Machshev is Asr Torah. Right? Melechas Machshev is Asr Torah. The Torah says that Melechas Machshev is Asr. V'kiva sheish tikkun purta chavshu Melechas Machshev. And since it's helping you out a little bit, it's shechting it for you, you're able to eat it, it's considered Melechas Machshev. Shalakach l'skavi, this is what you had in mind to do. Af apisha kilkulo, yeser al tikkuno. Even though there's more kilkul, really, than tikkun, it's still called kilkul. This goes on the list. We've had many times in the past. Usually, Melechas Machshev for Hilchah Shabbos is a kula for Hilchah Shabbos. Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Vayakha lists off, I think, 11 halachos. 11 contexts where Melechas Machshev is a kula for Hilchah Shabbos. The whole concept of Dover Shein Miskavein, Melechas Shein Sricha Lagufa, Mekalkel, Misasek, Grama, Shinoi, all of those, many Rishonim say in different contexts, they all come from this Melechas Machshavas. Melechas Machshavas, the Pasuk in Yakel, where the Torah tells us that Hilchah Shabbos is patterned after the Mishkan. It has to be thought out, professional work, and if it is not, it does not meet the standard for Shabbos. So many times, what's a Melacha in other areas of Halacha does not work. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Evin Ezer that if a sofer who's a righty, L'chadchila, he's supposed to write a get with his left, with his right hand. If he writes it with his left hand, so then the Ramah seems to say, but the evidence is okay. So the Nosek Kalim over there, the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel both write, I feel Chashabbos is not Chayav Dara Daraisa. So they say, Melech Mechshabbos Asra Torah. It's not professional thought out work, and therefore it's not going to be a Melech on Shabbos, even though it's a Melech elsewhere. So many, many times, most of the time, Melech Mechshabbos is a Kula for Shabbos and a Chumra elsewhere. But you have a couple of contexts where Melech Mechshabbos is a Chumra. This one of them. Tosfos and Chulin Davches. Put it on the list. Tosfos and Chulin says that Shechita for outside, for like say Avodah Zarah is going to be Mekalkel. For Shabbos is going to be Tikkun enough. So you have a couple of these. Just quote one other example of the Chumra and then we will move on. It's a beautiful Machlokes. In Shabbos. We mentioned this a long time ago, and that's Machlokas, the Rashba, the Ram. The Gemara says, if I have a ches on Shabbos, and I remove the roof of the ches, right, a ches is two zayins, I remove the roof of the ches, that's chayv on Shabbos, ksivash deosios. Right? All I did was erase. I erased the roof of the ches, which created two zayins, that's considered ksivash deosios on Shabbos, and your chayv daraisa. Says the Rashba, it's quoted in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayinim Abayz the Daf Yarif says the Rashba. You know what you see from here? We have a principle that for Hilchas Ksivas Stam Tefillah Mezuzah Sefer Torah, you have to write a Sefer Torah with what's called Chok Yerechos. You have to form the letters. You can't do what's called Chok Tochos. What's Chok Tochos? Let's say I cover a whole area with ink and then I erase around it, and what's left is the letter. So that's called chok tochos. I form the background. I don't form the letter itself. That's a puzzle for Hilchah Sefer Torah. Right, or if, let's say, I don't know, if I push out the ink from the back. That's also chotoch. So chotoch is a part of a sefer Torah. Says the Rashba, but if I erase the roof of a ches, I write two zions, that must be good enough for hilchas sefer Torah. Because after all, for Shabbos Yechayev, so for sefer Torah. Says the Ran, what are you talking about? When it comes to hilchas sefer Torah, that's not called writing. For Hilchas Shabbos it does. You know why? Lech Nachshavas Asur Torah. You wrote something like you wanted to write. So for Shabbos it would work. It would be chayev, but not for Hilchas Sefer Torah. So okay, another example where Lech Nachshavas is a chumrah and not a kula. Other examples, but we need to move on. Okay, so this is the Rav Nachman's statement that it's talking about Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to shecht with, because it's Bekalkel, but you're not allowed to cut meat with. Says the Gemara, though, 1 minute. V'tebekle mishum shamnunas yisura. Forget the Isser Hanah element. Isn't there treif on this knife? You shechted an animal l'shem Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, b'chadasha. You never used it before. It was designated. Gets into the sugya of Hazmana Milsa. Hazmana La Milsa. It's a chadasha. It's a knife that was never used before. So Gemara says, chadasha, then why is it usher? Bein l'Rabbi Shmuel, bein l'Rabbi Akiva. Misham she'avodas kochavim hein. U misham she'avodas kochavim eden asur na she'yavdu. So then it is it's not Avodah Zarah. You didn't bow down to the knife. It's a mishamish l'Avodah Zarah, which is only usher once you use it. So if you didn't use it, why is it usher at all? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. You did use it. You used it, but not for meat. You used it to cut down trees, to get firewood. So therefore, that there's no bliya from cutting down a tree. Or you use an old one, shalibna ba'or. You did liba to it, so there's no issue of mamashis, of shamnunis on the knife, but there's still an issue of hana, and that's what we spoke about on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Libna ba'or. Tosas talks about, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, right, this belongs on over here. Why is it that in Maseches Psachim, we say that Hagala is enough? You don't need Libun on the knife. Hagala, which is a lower form of kashering, right, putting it into boiling hot water. Libun is a fire. So why there do we say in Psachim that Libun is enough? Tosfos has quoted Rabbeinu Tam, a very important shita, which was quoted a lot in Psachim. They were talking about Chametz. Chametz is what's called hetera bala. When it went into the knife, it was mutter. It became usher it will become usher on Pesach. But hetera bala, so you only need hagala to get rid of it. Mashiach, here we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, it's isura bala, so therefore, you're going to need liban. Important tosis at the bottom of an aleph. Vaiter. Itmar, says the Gemara, hashokhi pesach ovdei kochavim. Let's say somebody uses a knife of a goy, not of avodas kochavim. Ovdei kochavim. I use a knife of a guy. Again, that might have been used to cut a treif animal, not a kosher animal. Used to for a nevela. So, Rav, how do I kosher it? Rav Amar Kolef. Rav says, I have to, and let's say I use that. I use that to shecht my own animal. So Rav says, all you have to do is to peel off a layer of the Beis HaShechita, because I assume that some of it got in. Rav Rachana Amar Mediach. Not even that. Just rinse it. Rinse it off. Rav is machmir, Rav Rachana is meko. Just rinse it off. Lema b'haka miflugi. So what's this machlokas about? Use the knife that we use for treif. So what's the machlokas about? Demar savar beis hashchita tzonein, umar savar beis hashchita rosayach. The Bach changes the order, because if you want to parallel the shitas, it's reversed. Let's do it the other way. So one says that beis hashchita is considered boiling. If it's considered boiling hot, then you need to do klifa. You have to peel off, because there was blia inside the layer. Or the other one says it's sonein, it's cold, and therefore one is considered, one only has to rinse. What's that? What do you mean? The beis hashchita is roteach. If you have a touch of beis hashchita, you're not going to burn yourself. So need Rosas. The Rashba here says, no, it doesn't mean, like in other areas of Halacha, where you need Yasso Leathers bow for Blias. But the neck of the animal, as it's being shechted, is very nitan livloa. It's very easy to absorb things. So it has the status of Rosayach. Doesn't mean it's literally boiling, but it's warm enough that it's going to be Bolea, and that's why it has the status of Rosayach. It's an important Rashba right here. So maybe that's the machlokas. When you shecht, if you use a treif knife to shecht, so how do you don't say the whole animal is treif. You did a proper shechita. But you use a treif knife. So do you have to just peel, do you have to peel off or just rinse it off? The machlokas is whether you considered it roseach or not. So where it says lo, to kul yama beza shchida roseach, really everybody agrees it is roseach. And mandamar kolif shaver, the one who says you have to peel off, that's fine. Or mandamar meidiach, what about the one who says rinse off? So, aidi detrida besimanim lafuke dam lo bali. Since the simanim of the animal are busy shooting blood out of it, we don't assume that anything is going into it. Even though sometimes if you cook something, we assume that could be in and out, but here it's, I guess, in such force that the blood is shooting out, we don't assume that there was any blia in the other direction at that moment, so therefore the blood is shooting out, the dama nefesh, and therefore we don't assume that you have to worry about any blias. One version. Ika da amre, or the other way that we can explain the machlokas, to kul yama, that's the shchita that says you only have to rinse off. Mediach. Ika da amre, to kul yama beza shchita sonin. Maybe everybody agrees sonin. And man da amre mediach shapir. And the one who says just rinse off, that's fine. Uman da amre kolef, what about the one who says you have to peel off? It's cold. Agav duchka de sakina bala. The pressure of the knife that substitutes for heat. And therefore there's blia. We paskin, not for now, but it's going to come up later on, you need both. Duk at the sakina and davar charif. Something, sorry, it's a great problem. If you cut an onion, that's a problem. If you cut something else with a knife, if you cut an apple, we don't assume, we just have to, we don't assume that makes the whole apple into fleshiks, if it's a fleshik knife. But that, the kind of duk at the sakina, the pressure of the knife substitutes for heat, and therefore that creates blia. Who do we paskin like? Koli for mediach. So Rashi says, a couple times in Chulin, Rashi paskins. Not so common. Rashi or paskins, we paskin like Rav, Savi Daraisa L'Chumra. Savi Daraisa L'Chumra. The Rashi says we paskin like Rav because Rav was greater than Rav Arachana. Rav is greater. The Rav and the Rip paskin like Rav Arachana. So Machlokas Rishonim. What we paskin like in terms of using, it's a L'maisa if somebody uses a non-kosher knife. That's his Machlokas. Somebody uses a knife that was used for non-kosher, and then use it. One could possibly say, what if somebody used a, right, shchita knife is usually a very special and not used for anything else, I think, was banazeh. But somebody used a knife from treif. Somebody used, I don't know, anything. Used it if they cut something, hot milchiks. Whatever the case may be. Fine. Next. Sak and treifa. What if somebody used a knife that they had used earlier for a kosher animal, but it was a treifa? So, pligi baravacha baravina. So machlokas. One says you got to rinse it off with hot water. One says cold water. The hilchos afilu besonin. Here the Gemara paskins. The Gemara says just sonin, cold, just sakin treifa, right? Just cold, because that's not. We don't assume. We don't have to be worried about the blias in that case. Why? Because the shita Rashi explains the shita holds base shita is sonin. V'ika belisa de parsola mechperei. If somebody has a hard rag to wipe. Lo tzarech, they don't even need to rinse it in the cold water, just use the rag. Period. Well, the man d'amar b'chamin, according to the one who says, they have to rinse it off in hot water, my time of why? Mishum to kabbalah isura. Why? Because it's boleya isur? So then, teheteranami bala evir menachai. So why don't you have to rinse it off in every single case of shechita? Every time a person shechts, the second that the shechita starts, the animal's treif. Evir menachai. So therefore, this blias of an animal of Eiver ben Achai, as the Shechita starts, you should have to rinse it off always. So the Gemara says, no. Emas bala l'chichayma. When do we say blia occurs towards the end of the Shechita when it gets warm? Emas kachayma l'chigamr Shechita. He Shechita aterehi. The only time that you'd be worried about the blia is at the end of the Shechita, and by that time, it's not Eiver ben Achai anymore. So therefore, one doesn't have to be worried. Okay. Period. Next section. 2 minutes, we'll be finished. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Hatabach Sarech Shlosha Sakinin. A butcher, butchers and shochtim used to be the same person. So, they need three separate knives. Achash HaShochipa, one that they use for Shechita, and they shouldn't use that for anything else because it might get a nick if it's used for anything else. So, you should have a separate Shechita knife. V'yachash HaMachadik BaBasar, and one that he cuts basar with. And one that he uses to take out the non-kosher fats. Nikur. Right, one to cut regular kosher meat, and one to do nikur to get the non-kosher fats out. V'leskin lechada v'lechto babasar v'hada lechto b'chalavim. Two is enough. Fine, shechita knife, you need a separate one, you don't want it to have nicks. Why you can't have one knife for the meat and the chalav, you just rinse it off. You always cut the meat first. No, gzeira shemiyat v'chalavim v'achach basar. You might come to cut the fats first. Right, it's a gzeira. Hashanam v'yichlav beis. Even if you have two, you might come to mix it up. No, Kivan, that's Rechinu Shrei, Islay Akeira. If Chazal already mandated you to have two separate knives, one for cutting the fats off and one for cutting the meat, Lachora, where they assume that will be enough of a hecker to remind you. V'yam Rav Yehuda Marav, or Rav Yehuda Marav also says, Rav Yehuda, remember, was a Talmud of Shmuel and a Talmud of Rav. So sometimes we have Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, sometimes we have Rav Yehuda Mar Rav. So here, Rav Yehuda Mar Rav, Hatavach Sarach Shnei Kelim Shomayim, Echad Shemediach Bo Basar, Echad Shemediach Bo Chalavim. Remember, they didn't have sinks in those days, they had pails of water. So, says Rav Yehuda Mar Rav, you can't rinse off the knife that you cut meat with in the same pail of water that you cut the chalavim off with. Same thing, why don't you have the same one and just you first rinse off your knife of meat? No, you might come to mix it up. Now also you might come to mix it up even with two. If they require you to have two, so then there is a hecker and we assume that you won't mess up. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue, Beth Hashem, with tomorrow, with the Gemara lists off the halachos of shechita that a shochet has to know. And feel free, hopefully it's on already, or if not, it'll be on soon. The Ian Shri that we had last night related to yesterday's daf, that of Baal Tashchis.